Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor.
What are some of the most incredible parts of owning a business?
The most incredible part is the journey of it all. The people you get to meet, the rooms you get to be in. That's hands down the best part is you don't know where it's going to take you, but it's the best ride ever. Get through all the downs because the ups are way better.
Brought to you by Canvas Credit Union.
Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Hey, earlier today we attended a webinar put on by the fine folks at PSCU and IT Group, and it was entitled Faster Payments Landscape for Credit Unions, with tons and tons of takeaways in this one. The presenters were PSCU's Lou Grilly and IT Group's Tally Baker. And one of my favorite sections of a webinar or presentation is the Q&A section at the very end. And so we recorded some of the Q&A of this webinar for your benefit. And so some of the questions that were asked were, what's the business case for faster payments? Are there fees with real-time payments? Three reasons why fraud is less on real-time payments. And one of the viewers asked if there's an outline, kind of a go-to marketing strategy for real-time payments, if somebody's going to launch that at their credit union. So really good stuff here in this webinar, especially in the Q&A section. So I hope you guys enjoy.
Part of the business case is there a demand from your customer base for this type of product? And are your customers already engaging in the types of use cases that faster payments support? So I think it's really understanding what is going on with your current member base. And that's the first part of your business strategy. The second part is thinking about, how do I keep my institution, modern, up with the current time, so that we're making all the products and services available of other institutions available to our members. And I think that is something that can't be overlooked. It's really hard to quantify it, but if you aren't offering some of these solutions, your members are going to go down the street to a different bank that is.
Along those lines is the exact question. Do you see institutions charging fees for same-day ACH? And I'll add in there, how about when they start offering real-time payments? It's a matter of, that's probably an individual credit union's decision, but yes, I definitely see fees being charged. So think of in your bill pay application, regardless of whether it's mobile or online, I enter a payment, and then the fastest most of my payments can happen is next day. But if I want it done same day, then there's a additional fee for that. I easily see same day ACH and eventually real-time payments having a slightly different user experience in the mobile app, and that component in the application will have fees associated with sending real-time payments. Maybe there'll be an initial trial period, but I do think that this is a revenue source as well.
Yeah, and actually, Lou, that's push to card. So if you are using your debit card to receive payments into your bank account using PayPal, Venmo, if you're an Uber driver using your debit card to cash out, every night at the end of your shift, they are charging a fee for using the debit rails for real-time payments. And so that's probably getting consumers used to paying for these types of services. So it's probably not a far stretch that they'll be able to charge for these other payment rails as well.
Good point. Along the same lines, I'm jumping up and down the questions, but I'm trying to keep the topic together. Somebody wrote in, Zelle is very expensive. I don't have specific numbers, that this is me speaking, but I'll assume that this person has already seen some numbers. Zelle is very expensive, and if I recall correctly, our member data ownership is not retained by the credit union. I would set that part aside and more focus on the cost. And then the question goes on, do you see the benefits outweighing these concerns?
I know that this is this was the reason that we did this survey, is because many credit unions and community banks were saying we're being priced out of the Zelle network and we can't afford to get onto the network. And so that's why we did this study, to find out what community banks and credit unions are planning on moving forward with Zelle. And I honestly didn't expect to find so many that were planning to move forward. So while I was putting this survey into place, the pandemic happened, and then we started seeing all of this demand for contactless payments, and seeing that what Zelle has been able to do with the network as far as driving engagement with consumers, it just actually is kind of mind-blowing that the volumes are double of what Venmo is doing. I never expected it to be double. And financial institutions that have implemented Zelle, and I'm not talking like Bank of America, JP Morgan Chase, I'm talking smaller community banks and credit unions, are telling me that these customers that are using Zelle are stickier customers and that they are using other products and services, and they're seeing it as an indirect source of revenue for their institution. The other thing about Zelle is it's bringing new use cases to market all the time. And so Zelle is also being used for business to consumer disbursements and some of those new economy use cases we were talking about. So not only can Allstate disperse to you with push to card, it could use your Zelle account as well. So that's a source of revenue for your institution. Zelle has also rolled out Zelle for small business owners, and I'm pretty sure there's a fee associated to that, although I'm not 100% sure what people are charging. So I think as the use cases for Zelle expand, there's going to be opportunity to earn revenue with it.
Okay.
I don't know.
That sounds good. Need to go back and cover one thing that I said, why fraud is a little bit less on, well, a lot less on the real-time payments network. And I mentioned two reasons, just volumes lower, and two, fraudsters can't really insert themselves into the payments flow as easily until they can start doing account takeover. And there's a third reason that somebody brought up in the chat, which I appreciate, and that is real-time payment. Unique to real-time payments, those are push payments or credit payments only, right? ACH allows both directions. There are debits and credits, and the number of debit payments far outweighs the number of credit payments. Think of if you set up auto bill pay with your power company or your cell phone company, those are debit payments, debit ACH being pulled from your account. RTP only allows for push. So validating that the sender is valid helps to eliminate a lot of fraud. Just wanted to go back and cover that. And the questions are overwhelming me. This is great. So two questions here I'm lumping together. Can you provide an outline of what a good go-to-market strategy might include? And then a little later on, you mentioned Zelle, RTP, same-day ACH, push to card. How do we know which one? Let me start this because this is a great question. And I would say by looking at your transactions and knowing your demographic. So I mentioned DoorDash and Uber and Chipotle workers, what Callie's calling these new economy players. So does the credit union see payroll deposits via ACH? If so, then those conversations that I mentioned before of being approached by their employer, by the contractor, and they don't have access to this, and those conversations will start happening. Some credit unions have a member base where getting paid at the end of a shift is not a relevant use case. So same day ACH for a small fee may be much more relevant to offer and certainly easier to implement. And one thing I do want to point out when it comes to real-time payments, that there is a simpler first step for a credit union, and that's receive only. So allow your members to get their money faster, not necessarily be able to send money, but it's a much simpler implementation with a much significantly less burden, and that still benefits your small business members as well. So to the person who asked the question, which one, I would say don't look at each of these individually or in a vacuum. Have an overall faster payment strategy that's balanced with your other priorities. For example, if you're considering upgrading your digital offering, possibly changing digital access providers, well, that might be the best time to add the additional member experiences, the real-time payments experience, Zelle, if that's the direction you're going to, and to add the additional functionality that's needed to support real-time payments. If there's a potential for a core conversion in your near future, then it may make sense to add faster payments in conjunction with something that's a major undertaking, like a core conversion. Can I add on to how does a credit union figure out what their go-to-market strategy is for faster payments?
I'm sorry, Luke, can you just say that question for me one more time?
Well, in general, how does a credit union determine what is their go-to-market strategy?
Okay, yeah. Sorry, I was kind of thinking through that because I knew that that question was coming. So, you know, I think first, there's a couple things in your go-to-market strategy. So the first thing that I have actually talked to Early Warning about, and I wrote a blog about it last year, is that you really need to be thinking about making these faster payments core to your digital banking strategy and making it easy for customers to find these products and services and be able to use them. So you need to be creating like a frictional customer experience when it comes to using these various products and services. There needs to be some type of an announcement and like building some anticipation. Zelle is coming, Zelle is coming, RTP is coming, and talking to your members about what can they do once these different technologies are up and going. And then having some kind of a cool launch strategy where maybe you roll it out to a smaller group of people, like sort of a pilot group, and see how that is going with members that already use or are highly digitally engaged anyway with your institution. And so get the pilot, get the kinks worked out, and then launch it to a wider audience. I think that with things like Zelle, you have to be very clear on terms and conditions of use. And this comes back to, this is part of the fraud strategy, so that your members really understand how they should be using these various products and services and what their obligations are in preventing fraud. So those off the top of my head are some of the things that really need to be part of your go-to-market strategy. I don't know if you had anything to add to that, Lou.
No, just again, emphasize, look at your transactions to understand what your members' behavior is, and also know your demographics and understand, do you have the type of demographic that's demanding real-time payments getting paid out at the end of their shift, or insurance disbursements and expense reimbursements, or getting your retirement funds out of your IRA into your shared draft account in order to spend them.
Thank you very much for that information, Lou and Tally, and stay tuned for more news here on CU Broadcast. And if you want to watch the entire webinar replay, go to PSCU's website, or I think it'd be on ITA Group's website as well. Enjoy.
What are some of the most incredible parts of owning a business?
The most incredible part is the journey of it all. The people you get to meet, the rooms you get to be in. That's hands down the best part. Is you don't know where it's going to take you, but it's the best ride ever. Get through all the downs because the ups are way better.
Brought to you by Canvas Credit Union.